Hello and welcome to Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the former FBI Director James Comey's book launch and television interview on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, and speak with a former special agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation who specialized in counterintelligence investigations in New York City. Asha Rangappa, Associate Dean at Yale Law School, who teaches national security law and is a political analyst at CNN, joins us to assess whether Comey can thread the needle between not wanting to appear he is paying Trump back for firing him, at the same time wanting to inform the American public about what kind of man sits in the Oval Office, a person who Comey describes as being, quote, morally unfit to be president. We will also look into how the FBI can fight back against the war Trump is waging on the FBI and DOJ with the help of Fox News, who are pushing the narrative that there is a conspiracy by the so-called deep state underway to undermine Trump's presidency. And although the FBI is a nonpartisan law enforcement agency with a majority of its agents registered Republicans, Trump and Fox are portraying the Bureau and its leadership as Democratic shills for Hillary Clinton, who apparently viewers of Fox News are unaware lost the election and is not in power and running the United States. Then we will speak with Marcy Wheeler, an independent journalist who writes about national security and civil liberties at emptywheel.net and is a senior fellow at George Washington University's Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. She joins us to discuss her article at the New York Times, Trump Pardoned Libby to Protect Himself from Mueller, and today's hearing before a federal judge in which Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was forced to reveal that his third and only client after Trump and Elliot Broidy is Fox's Sean Hannity, the propagandist who is leading the charge in ginning up the phony deep state conspiracy while covering up mounting evidence of Trump's criminality. Then finally, we'll examine the new book just out, Can Democracy Survive Global Capitalism, by Robert Kuttner, who joins us to discuss how democracies govern nations while global capitalism runs the world. The co-founder and co-editor of The American Prospect and former chief investigator for the Senate Banking Committee, he illuminates the urgent need to defend our democracy, which is in retreat as plutocracy takes over America and Americans more and more become passive consumers instead of active citizens. And joining us now is Asha Rangappa, who's Associate Dean at Yale Law School, who teaches national security law and related courses at Wesleyan University, the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs at Yale University, and the University of New Haven. Previously, she served as a special agent at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, specializing in counterintelligence investigations in New York City, and is now a political analyst at CNN. Welcome to Background Briefing, Asha Rangappa.
Thank you.
And I don't know whether Jim Comey was your former boss, but he is, of course, on a book tour and appeared on ABC last night and has already infuriated the president, who was tweeting out a fusillade of rather crude attacks on Jim Comey. So how do you think Jim Comey is going to thread this needle? Because I assume he doesn't want to appear as though this is payback for Trump having fired him, but he's obviously trying to do is to alert the American people to who Comey thinks this man is, the man that occupies the Oval Office, who he has referred to as being morally unfit to be president. So if I'm right in terms of threading the needle, how do you think Comey's going to accomplish that?
I think it's going to be a challenge. I think at this point is a private citizen, and he is certainly entitled to give his own views on what happened and his account of his interactions with the president. But he is, I think, still very much seen as kind of speaking for or on behalf of the Bureau. And so I think it creates the danger that what he has to say will further inflame kind of the bigger war that the president is in with the FBI and the investigation against him, and give more fuel to the fire that's politically motivated. So I think that's going to be the difficulty in Comey releasing this at this time.
Well, the war on the FBI that Donald Trump is prosecuting would not have any oxygen but for Fox News. So how does Comey avoid Fox News trashing him or seeing him in the very light that you just described?
He doesn't. That's just a part of, you know, that's one of the things that he had to have known was going to happen when he released the book.
So is this then a case that our president is such that if you wrestle in the mud with him, you end up dirty, no matter how righteous you are?
Well, I mean, I think that you know, just like with Fox News, you're going into it knowing that he's going to attack you. I mean, on the other hand, he's also selling a lot of books for James Comey. You know, every time he tweets, there's going to be however many more thousands of orders on Amazon. So, you know, I do think it's just par for the course with this particular president. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what there is to say about it. I can't imagine that Comey didn't make these calculations before he decided to write and release this book.
And again, I'm speaking with Asha Rangappa, who's Associate Dean at Yale Law School, who teaches national security law and related courses at Wesleyan University, the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs at Yale University, and the University of New Haven. And previously, she served as a special agent of the FBI, specializing in counterintelligence investigations in New York City, and is now a political analyst at CNN. Well, I was particularly struck by the irony of the recent comment by President Trump after he learned of the FBI raid on his private lawyer, Michael Cohen, where he clearly, even though he was sitting around with all the top military brass trying to figure out what to do about the gas attack in Syria, he went off on a tirade and said that what the FBI had done was an attack on our country, when it's so clear that it's Donald Trump himself who's attacking the rule of law in our country. So how does the FBI fight back, or do they just, in other words, is it a trap for them to fight back against what Trump is doing to them? He's trying to paint them as the deep state, and obviously he wanted the FBI and the Justice Department to be loyal to him when, in fact, they've sworn an oath to be loyal to the Constitution of the United States. And Trump doesn't seem to understand that distinction, that law enforcement and the Justice Department don't work for him. They work for the American people and to uphold the Constitution. So it seems to me a no-win situation for the FBI.
Yes. I mean, they can't fight back. You know, the FBI is not at liberty to comment on investigations. So I think that really the legitimacy of the investigation is going to speak for itself in terms of the indictments that are brought. You know, when you look at something like the search warrant that was executed on Michael Cohen, that would have required evidence and probable cause that would have been presented to a judge and have met the highest threshold, both to even bring that warrant in front of the judge, because it is about an attorney, but also to prove to the judge that it was warranted. So I think that the FBI's actions are going to have to speak for themselves in terms of the legal steps that Mueller takes in the investigation, or other U.S. attorneys' offices take. They're not going to be able to publicly comment or tweet in response.
But I don't think you could have more different people. I mean, that's just my personal observation, that Comey seems like such a Boy Scout and such a stickler to the law. And I think that's why he got into trouble over the Hillary Clinton thing. And frankly, it's an extraordinary thing that both the president and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House spokesman, are just attacking Comey so viciously. And she used a whole litany of things that he had done and was repeating criticism from Democrats without mentioning that as far as Hillary Clinton's concerned, Comey threw the election for Trump against her. I mean, it seems to be really a cynical and selective use of information. I don't know whether you see it the way that I do, but I don't think you could have more opposite people than Donald Trump and James Comey. And I just wonder, in this battle between a president and a former FBI director, which is taking place in the arena of public opinion, I just wonder whether that is clear. It's certainly clear to me. I don't know whether it's clear to you.
You know, I mean, I have mixed views about it. I mean, I think they are very different people. I don't think that anyone who's worked with James Comey, if you've seen interviews with the people who know him, doubt his integrity or veracity. However, I do think, as I mentioned earlier, I think that he is taking a risk because what he's doing is stepping into kind of a direct fight, and that does, to some degree, kind of bring him down to the level of Donald Trump. I personally, I have not read the book yet, but I've seen a lot of the excerpts and the interviews that he's been giving, and frankly, I don't think that he's necessarily saying anything new that he didn't say in his interview, or sorry, in his testimony to the, I believe it was the Senate Intelligence Committee last June. And I do think there is some value to kind of leaving his account in those kind of formal channels, or even in his personal memos, which he provided to his friend, which I think at some point will be released. He's really, you know, intervening at a very fraught time. And I personally think that with this investigation that's going on, with all of the talk about firing Mueller or firing the Deputy Attorney General, I don't know that he's necessarily helping the case to be made, you know, on Trump supporters' side that this investigation should continue and that it's not politically motivated. I think he's adding fuel to that fire. So that's what I think the danger is. I mean, I'm sure there are different people, but he's now entering the fray at probably not the best time to do it, in my opinion.
Well, I thank you for joining us, Asha Rangappa. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And again, I've been speaking with Asha Rangappa, who's an associate dean at Yale Law School, who teaches national security law and related courses at Wesleyan University, the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs at Yale University, and the University of New Haven. And previously, she served as a special agent in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, specializing in counterintelligence investigations in New York City, and is now a political analyst at CNN. We're going to take a brief station break and back speaking with Marcy Wheeler about today's hearing before a federal judge in which Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was forced to reveal who his third and only client is.